We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Tuesday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harrison here. We have Glenn Schuck and John Montone out there this morning. Well, Harvey Weinstein is supposed to be on Rikers this morning. Instead, he is in Bellevue. So that's where John is this morning with more. John?
At least so many medical maladies manifested themselves following the guilty verdict. The heart palpitations, chest pains, high blood pressure. Although we should mention, the New York Post quotes a source who believes Weinstein may have been faking a bit. In any case, he is here and reaction is pouring in from the actress Rosanna Arquette, who also accuses Weinstein of sexually abusing her. She says it's a new day in America.
You can't do this anymore. This is the beginning. It's a watershed moment, as everyone has been saying. It's a seismic shift in our culture.
They took away his walker when they took him out of the courtroom.
Yeah, he left that behind. He was apparently able to amble out with the help of a few of the court officers. Now, Weinstein could be heard protesting his innocence after the verdict came in, and he was comforted by his defense attorney, Arthur Idala.
One of the things I told him was, I said, don't worry. I said, you know, you really have a strong appeal here, Harvey.
And they are filing the appeal papers this morning.
Immediately, they'll try to spring him during the appellate process. But another one of his accusers says, with this conviction, with the sexual assault charges he faces in L.A., Harvey Weinstein will be spending the rest of his life in a prison cell.
Well, the verdict is in, but plainly we've not heard the last of Harvey Weinstein. John Montone, live from Bellevue this morning. So as winters go, this hasn't been much of a winter. Even by New York standards, most people aren't complaining, but some people definitely are, and we're talking to some of them this week about the winter that wasn't. Glenn Schuck has located one such individual in downtown Brooklyn this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, in the morning, Lee, in fact, that it's in the 40s. As you wake up at 3 in the morning, you know we're not probably getting any snow today. So as we inch closer to golf season and away from winter, we stopped in here to Bruno's Home Center, which is on Court Street in downtown Brooklyn. They've been here for decades, and boy, they're taking a beating from Mother Nature this season. 40% at least their business is off. They've got a real reliability on selling product in bulk, like salt, and that bulk of that is sitting in the basement with dust on it. So we tried to cheer up Nick, who's the assistant manager here. Please come in and try to buy a shovel or a sled or something.
I don't like maybe like a 150 shovel, we maybe sell like 10 shovels, that's it. Sled, we even sell one. I like 400 sled, we still didn't sell maybe one or two, that's it.
400 sleds, wow. He was really hoping for something big this winter.
Yeah, we asked him that, actually, and he insists that last year they sold them all, and now there's 398 left. So, of course, no choice but to, you know, slash prices now.
Normally, we have to give discount. People come in and they want to buy something just to make the sale. You got to give them a discount just to buy the stuff, just to improve the business a little bit. That's all we could do.
Yeah, I don't know how big a discount you would need to sell a sled when it's 50 degrees out.
Yeah, and actually, we tried to make a little funny joke with him when we saw him, saying maybe he should sell some golf clubs or some suntan lotion. by the front desk there, and he wasn't too happy with that joke. So they're going to do their best to sell the stuff, Lee. Otherwise, it's back in the basement for all the goods, and they'll try to sell it next year.
Okay, it sounds like he's just past the point where he's laughing about this. The NYPD has given us some videos and photos of the man that they're looking for in a slashing on the One train platform at Penn Station. Happened around 1:40 in the morning yesterday. The attacker and victim apparently involved in some kind of dispute, which ended with the attacker slashing the victim on the cheek and then running off. The victim was taken to Bellevue, and we will have those photos and video of the suspect up at 1010wins.com. Cops may have a hard time identifying this jewel thief because he was wearing a burqa when he grabbed about $1 million worth of merchandise from the Piaget jewelry store in Hudson Yards on Sunday. The man in the burqa asked a clerk to show him a $21,000 necklace, which he did, even though this was a man wearing a burqa. The clerk noticed that the man was also holding onto one of the store's watches, and when he asked about that, the New York Post reports the man whipped out a spray bottle and squirted the clerk before running off with the necklaces, a $64,000 watch and a $715,000 watch, which must keep really good time. Hudson Yards sent out an email to other stores warning them to stay alert. You're really not supposed to walk between subway cars, but the MTA is about to order 1,000 new subway cars where you will be allowed to do that because there won't be any doors between the cars. These open gangway cars will let you walk from one end of the train to the other unimpeded. It's the kind they use in London and Paris, etc. And these cars do provide extra room during crowded commutes. Initial plans are to put these cars on the 4, 5, and 6 lines, but it'll be a while before that happens. However, the MTA is going to test 2 open gangway trains on the lettered line starting in May of next year to see if any unanticipated problems result from their use. Mayor de Blasio underwent knee surgery last Friday, but he did not let it get in the way of his workout routine. By yesterday, the New York Post reports he was back at the Park Slope YMCA for his usual morning session. The mayor underwent arthroscopic meniscus surgery on his left knee, telling New York One that it was an amazing procedure. A lot of mobsters don't live to be old, owing to the nature of the profession, but John Sonny Francisi was a definite exception. The former underboss of the Colombo family has died at the age of 103. In his heyday, he was a regular at the Copacabana, where he hobnobbed with the likes of Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. He also provided the financing for the classic porn film Deep Throat. Sonny Francisi observed the Code of Omerta, and so did multiple terms in prison. He was 93 when he was sent to prison for the final time for extortion. His own son, John Jr., testified against him. Sonny Francisi was 100 years old when he got out of prison, and now he has died of natural causes at the age of 103. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.